Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here, and I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship here in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. 10th year in a row that I've been broadcasting live from this tournament, and as I always do, I bring some of the folks on the show who are responsible for it, and nobody is a better example of that than our good friend Jay Minks, who's with us right now. Jay is Executive Vice President of Insperity and in charge of sales and marketing, and he's got some information that I think you're going to want to hear. Jay, how you doing?
Morning. Good to be here.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for hosting me here 10 years in a row.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You mean that you invited me back every year?
That's true.
That's what you really meant?
Yeah, it really was a stretch, wasn't it?
But thanks again. This has been fun, and you know, I tell you, it really is a point of pride for me to be able to say that you know, I was telling people about this tournament before any a player ever struck a ball, and so
exactly right.
Anyways, thank you for that. And okay, so let's talk about some information that you guys have acquired.
Yeah.
You twice a year four times a year you go out to the. You go out to your customers, mm-hmm. to executives running companies that you do business with. These
right.
are small businesses.
Yes.
Folks, these are all small businesses.
Right.
And because that's who you deal with. And they are and you ask them questions and they give you answers about where they think the economy is right now.
Yeah, we try and get a baseline, so we've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us what you found.
Well, you know, the real seven, if you got about a couple hours here, we can go over this with this. But let me give you the kind of the thumbnail deal on this. When asked, you know, how they're doing, 75% say they're on plan or doing better than they expected, and that's up from 71% last quarter and 69% last October. So that's
right.
a trend moving up. 41% say they're adding new employees, up sharply from 28% last fall. What else do we have here that's pretty interesting? Compensation's good. 59% expect an increase in their pipeline for new business versus 52%. Last fall and 51% last July.
So these numbers aren't exactly big jumps, but we like the direction they're moving in.
Yes, yeah.
Right? And that's good. And I think that's what people need to see. I've always said I never like seeing an economy just go from the doldrums to super hot.
Right.
That's not good. That's not healthy. That's not natural.
No. Not for America, it's not.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. This is a big economy.
Yeah,
this is an almost $17 billion economy, and so when you move an economy this big, a half a percent.
You left off some zeros, a $17 trillion.
What
$17
billion. Right, yeah, you're right.
It's not Argentina.
I knew that. I thought it was Luxembourg. Right? Yeah, right. No, I knew that. I misspoke. Exactly, $17 trillion. And so when you move an economy that big,
yeah.
Even a couple of notches.
It's amazing.
That's a lot of business.
Yeah.
So you know, Joe Cleary, your buddy Joe Cleary, mm-hmm. was on yep. in the last hour talking about the construction industry,
right.
the local Houston economy, and his indicators, his instincts, what he's seeing track pretty much
well,
with
yeah,
what you're saying.
He does national business too. He's all
mm-hmm.
over. So
yep.
he would get
yep.
a feel for that. Another thing that's interesting was the expectations of a near term rebound are up to 29%. Let's see, what versus 20% last fall.
Mm-hmm.
So people are feeling it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
And the marketplace is nothing if not emotional, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, we all want – and American business people want to be excited. And this is the thing that's been bothering me, Jay, for the last 5 years. Even people who were doing okay, whose business wasn't bad – didn't seem to be excited about their business.
Right.
I'm starting to see that a little bit now.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Of course, we've got clients here, you know, all week.
Yep.
And to hear some of the folks are just doing really well. And
And they're starting to believe that it's real.
Yeah.
they're allowing themselves to say, well, this could continue.
You know, we've talked about this, the new normal, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, the new normal really sucks if it's going to be 1% or 2%
right.
GDP growth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that normal.
That's Europe stuff.
Well, yeah. If you think about it, that's basically inflation.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's right.
So
And it isn't enough to create job growth.
No.
Because you got 150,000 people a month that are coming into the job new.
Right. Well, you know, I think with these kind of numbers turning up, and you're seeing some of the folks that the one that we're talking about hiring people has changed quite a bit. When you see them coming up, it releases something in the economy. Because before, up until, I don't know, but for the last several years, like you pointed out, people are reticent to hire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do anything I can not to hire somebody. Mm-hmm. And even with this pressure being from Obamacare, the squeeze that's coming right now,
mm-hmm.
We're breaking out of that. So I think it's a good sign, but I think I agree with you. It could be better, a lot better.
Well, hopefully we can build and build and build. And as you know, in America at least, when that ball starts rolling down the hill,
right,
it picks up momentum.
Yep.
Because it just feeds on itself. The churn feeds on itself, doesn't it?
Well, you look at, you know, I take Houston as a microcosm because of housing prices. People are selling houses. I mean, you list them, they're sold tomorrow, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And so it's the attitude around here. I mean, frankly, we kind of just skipped the recession for the most part.
Right.
You know, and
Texas never really got bad.
Yeah. I mean, just we never had the housing bubble. Jim,
mm-hmm.
We didn't have these high home prices and
right.
collapses because the land is flat and it goes forever. You can just keep building more houses. You know, you don't have to pay a bunch of money.
Not boxed in by mountains, are you?
No.
So, what in your survey are small business concerns about?
The concerns have changed a little bit too. The economy is still 62% is a concern. They kind of weight these,
mm-hmm.
But that's down from 72%. Last fall, so
that's a high number, but it's moving in the right direction.
It's moving down also, but what's moved up a little bit is the concern for tax increases. It's now 63% are concerned about that,
mm-hmm.
And the deficit and total debt was second at 60%. Government expansion moved up to third place at 59%, and the economy now took fourth place at 50. So this kind of shift, the economy was top, now it's mm-hmm. down to four, but they're all kind of bunched up. They're pretty close to that 60%.
But see, that's a good indicator. If the economy is not no longer number one, that's more information, more movement in the direction of
right.
you know, people thinking
right.
the economy is getting better.
Yeah, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way it is in America, folks. We can turn this around. Keep working out there. You're doing a good job, small business owners.
Yeah, exactly.
Jay and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.